Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, spankers and wankers. Hey, happy masturbation month. It's May. Yay. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to my workshop in the Bonobo Way, Femdoms of the Wild, here at the 16th annual DomCon. The Comic-Con of King and the Met Gala of Fetish. Yes, indeed. And latex, for sure. And by the way, my latex is provided by the amazing Damask. Yes, and speaking of which, I think I need to get lubed up, ladies. Lube me up. There's the lube. You got to have your latex lubed. And this is my favorite part of the workshop, is when they work on me, and I'm the shop. This is Rhiannon Ahrens, MFA, and the most well-rounded kinkster, according to the Dr. Susan Block Show. This is Shannon Sweet, my editorial assistant. She is definitely helping me with writing right now. And this is a great thing. Just getting your latex lubed up. Provided by Damask, run by Mistress Isabella Sinclair in downtown LA, with designs by Luva in Amsterdam. And I'm also wearing a Jux leather finger flogger. By the way, just in case you don't know, I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves and your humble servant of the Bonobo Way. Also a sex therapist in private practice, very, very private. I get the banana in the cream pie. That's right. Oh, yeah. Yummy. And sometimes I eat it with you. Kind of rub two bananas together, help you do that. Or rub two cream pies together. Or put the banana in chastity. Whatever. You're fair. I'll get you there. And that is what I do in private practice. And in my public life, I do the Dr. Susan Block Show, which some of you know, like Shannon and the lovely China Doll here. Many of you have been on the show, and we do it on the internet, on public access, when it used to be. I've done HBO specials, and Max is my producer and husband of 27 years. Yes. And also the publisher of our new magazine, which some of you have already gotten, Splosh, Splosh and Art. And this is Spank and Art. And many fabulous doms, including Mistress Cyan, Goddess Soma, Goddess Phoenix, and many, many beautiful doms are featured in it. This is a great place to meet these fabulous doms, like Madame Marguerite, very special people who actually remind me of a very special friend of mine named Lana. Lana is a voluptuous brunette with big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts, and Lana loves to flirt. She has a couple of boyfriends, but she enjoys her gal pals just as much, if not more sometimes. Lana loves to party, but she can be fierce when crossed. Don't get in Lana's way, or she might bite you. That's right. Or spank you. She is quick to forgive, and she is a great leader in her community. She even makes the losers feel good that she's in charge. She loves to have her body worshipped. She is a very queenly mistress, Lana, like a lot of the fabulous doms here at DomCon. But Lana is not a dom. Lana is not a woman or even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. Meet the bonobos, the make love not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. Yes, indeed. Now, some of you might not know a banana from a bonobo. By the way, if you'd like a banana, if you're hungry, anybody want a banana? Yes. Okay. Bananas are available. Please, I'm not going to throw it because that could be dangerous. Would you like a banana? Go right ahead. I am going to explain to you all about the bonobos and how they are the femdoms of the wild. You know, help you to get in touch with your bonobo nature, which is your animal nature. Yes, we have a lot of animals here at DomCon. There's pussies and ponies and cucks and cocks of the walk and dogs and just all kinds, kitty cats. It helps you to release your inner animal because we humans, who are also animals, we often forget that we are animals. And we get all into our human so-called civilized brain, which gets us into a lot of trouble, personally, relationship-wise, politically, presidentially. Stay in your corner. Gagged on a banana. Certainly ecologically, environmentally, we're getting into a lot of trouble right now. So it behooves us to get in touch with our ecological animal nature. All animals are great, but bonobos, I think they're the greatest. Maybe just because I love bonobos, because they are the closest to humans. And that brings me to the five important things for you to know about bonobos. One is they are very close to us. Like some of our scientists and engineering friends might appreciate, like Michael back there. Bonobos are 98.7% or 98% genetically similar to humans. So along with common chimps, they're closer to us than gorillas and orangutans, and certainly way closer than monkeys. Anybody know the big difference, the way you can tell the difference between apes and monkeys? Who knows? How?
Monkeys have a tail.
Right! Monkeys have a tail. And you can say, you got laid at DomCon. That's right. Very good. Number two, bonobos have a lot of sex. Okay, here's one of my sexy bonobos here. Oh, yes. And by the way, bonobos are very sexy. I mean, maybe you don't want to have sex with them. I actually don't really either. Although I did kiss one through a glass screen, and that was Lana. They have boobs. They have a lot of sex. Male, female, 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 male, male, in groups. They're very bisexual, pansexual. When the females get together... Oh, and this one's got pinned nipples. Isn't that cute? That actually doesn't happen among real bonobos. But this is Shannon, and she's got on her little bonobo outfit that she made herself. And this mask was made by Mario Sosido. And so they hug a lot. And they do something called hoka hoka. I like to use that term, which is the Mogondu term. The scientists call it genital rubbing, or GG rubbing. Well, they rub their big bulbous pussies together. Although sometimes it's better maybe turn around and do hoka hoka from the back, which is a little bit like bonobo twerking. Yay, twerk for peace. Let's give a hand to our bonobo girls right here doing hoka hoka. We'll explain more about why hoka hoka is not just a fun thing, but very important to bonobo society.
Number three.
Females rule Bonoboville. Woo-hoo! That's right. And actually, MILFs rule Bonoboville. It's really, the young are, you know, they have a say. But the older females are the ones that are really in charge of Bonoboville. And they're in charge of the younger females and in charge of the males. Bonobo boys are bigger, obviously, like Tim here. He's bigger, stronger, and he has fangs. of course, he can't open his mouth, but fangs, right. So he could literally tear these girls apart. But he's not going to do that.
Because number four...
he's happy. Bonobo boys are very happy. That's right. With the females in charge. And in charge of the food, right? So we'll give it to the older female. But say the younger female wants some of that food, and she's kind of ready to fight with the older female. Okay, so you can start fighting. Not, okay, okay, they're fighting. And that brings me to number five, which is bonobos make peace through pleasure. So they might fight. Hey, they're not angels. They're animals, just like us. And even though they fight, they make up. And they share the banana as well as maybe the cream pie. This is the most amazing thing about bonobos, which is why we call them the make love, not war chimpanzees, because, whoop, that one came all over your face. Yeah. The bonobo boys are very happy with this setup, which is kind of amazing because they are bigger and stronger. But, you know, why do you think bonobo boys are so happy? Anybody have an idea?
They talk a lot.
Very good. You also get laid. They have a lot of sex. They get laid a lot. Quality and quantity. And they do it with the females and when they're good, right? He's good. Bonobo boys get laid. And they do it with each other. We also are very multicultural here, so we have, you know, different colored bananas. Does anybody want one of these bananas? These are kind of interesting. They're from Ecuador. Anybody want a brown banana? Okay, we're going to pass that back. They do something called penis fencing. En garde. And they kind of rub their penises together. They also rub their balls together. They hug, they kiss, they do fellatio. Now, I haven't seen them have anal intercourse, but I have seen them do analingus. Which is, anybody know what analingus is? Everybody knows what that is, right? Who knows what analingus is and hasn't gotten laid? Rim job, okay. Hey, Madam Sydney, come on up here with, oh, look at you. You're wearing animals all over you. You look great. Wow. And you got laid. Madam Sydney has been on the Dr. Susan Block Show, Goddess Sydney now, right? Goddess Sydney has been on the Dr. Susan Block Show several times doing all kinds of exciting things. So welcome to DomCon. Good to see you. Yeah. So, yes, peace through pleasure. They do it. Can we do it too? I don't know, but I think so. I believe so. I know that we can. I don't know if we will. We do have the ability, and I believe that it's important to recognize that bonobos do this, and that it's natural, and that we have it in us to do this, to make peace through pleasure. No killing, no war. Common chimps make war. Gorillas practice infanticide. Orangutans kill each other too sometimes. Although they're all very great. I love all great apes. But the bonobos are the only ones who have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. So they provide for us a new great ape paradigm for peace through pleasure. They're also femdom. The females are in charge. Sometimes they say the females share the power, but they're definitely in charge of sharing the power. And so it is a paradigm for femdom power that is very important, because sometimes people will tell you, hey, I like to play, I love to worship the female, I like to get spanked, but that's kind of not natural. I mean, the natural thing is for the man to be in charge. It's just that I've had a hard day, so I need to get spanked. Well, you tell that guy or girl, because some women believe this too, that it is natural, that bonobos show us a great ape paradigm where femdom power is the natural way, is the real way of being, and that it is a way that not only gives the females power, it gives the males pleasure, because the males actually stay younger longer than common chimp males, who grow into grumpy old apes by the time they're teenagers. Because they've got so much stress, because they're killing each other and raping the females, and it's very stressful to be like that. Bonobo Land is not stress-free, but it's a lot less stressful, a lot more of a happy place for everybody, for the males, the females, and of course the kids as well. I don't talk about the kids too much, but they are great mothers and uncles. No bonobo male knows who their actual kid is, which is one of the reasons they don't have infanticide. They just don't know. So they just take care of all the kids, and they love them very well. The new great ape paradigm is the opposite of the killer ape paradigm that I grew up with. The killer ape paradigm works for common chimps and for humans, but bonobos are not killer apes. So the law of the jungle that only the strongest physically, and I guess to translate into American and to human civilization, the richest are the most powerful. That is, you know, it's a certain paradigm, but there's another paradigm for the female power, and that is the bonobos. They support the Me Too movement, but I call it Me Too Plus, because I sometimes think that Me Too doesn't take into consideration male well-being. And the bonobo way does. And the bonobo way not only, they make sure the males have sex. And sometimes it is through a form of sex work. No cesta, no fosta in Bonoboville, right? So sometimes it's like, okay, I'll give you a banana if you lick my cream pie, you know? And very often the female is the one that does the paying with the bananas, because she has more access to the food. Although it can go either way. If the male happens to have the banana and he says, suck my banana and I'll let you eat my other banana, then that works too. So you can see, actually all animals, a lot of animals practice sex work. That is not just some human perversion. It's just that bonobos do it in a kind of a way where the female is often the one that picks up the check, because she's got the money. She's got the banana. We call our community Bonoboville because we use the bonobos as an inspiration. They're not a blueprint. We don't live in trees like bonobos. We don't wear furry suits, at least not all the time. DomCon is a kind of Bonoboville where, you know, people support each other, trust each other. The females, I mean, there are male doms here, but the females are very much in charge of most of the activities. And there's a lot of pleasure with a little bit of pain. And bonobos do have a form of BDSM, which is, maybe not with chains and ropes, but more like slap and tickle. Want to play slap and tickle? Slap and tickle, tickle. They love to tickle. People have tickle fetishes. Bonobos are totally into that. And of course, very much into body worship. And they go both ways, males worshiping females, females body worshiping the males that they really like, and same-sex body worship. They are very, very into that. And some of the primatologists call it grooming. I think it's body worship, especially when they do it more than is really necessary for grooming. There's a fun game that Isabel Benck, a primatologist who has been on TED Talks, describes. And so let's get our bonobo Del Rey to be the bonobo here. And one of the girls is going to play a trust game. Bonobos combine trust and lust, which is something that DomCon does too. Trust often is very important, but in most relationships, most human relationships, as you gain trust, you lose lust. You usually have lust in the beginning and no trust. Then you start to gain trust and then you get bored. But DomCon and BDSM keeps the lust going along with the trust through a lot of protocol and a lot of different elements that you're learning here. Bonobos do it too. And here's how these bonobos do it. Okay, so they play a trust game in which this female bonobo is going to lead the male around by his balls, right? So she's got his balls, and she's leading him around, and, you know, he has to trust her that she's not going to yank him off. And she has to trust him that he's not going to, like, eat her with his big fangs, because he's bigger than her, and he could overpower her. So they're both kind of trusting each other. She's got his balls. He's, you know, kind of letting her do that. And then at a certain point, when the trust and the lust is balanced out, they have sex. Now, we can't really have sex. Oh, yeah. And they sometimes do it doggy style. But one thing about bonobos is they often do it face-to-face, just like humans. Actually, they prefer doing it face-to-face. And it's very often thought that humans are the only animals that have sex face-to-face. That's not true. Bonobos do it maybe more often than humans. And they look into each other's eyes, just like tantric sex practitioners or two people very much in love. Bonobos are into all kinds of sexual positions, a bonobo sutra of positions in a way. But since we can't have full-on sex, we'll just let our bonobo juggle his balls. There he goes. All right, let's hear it for Del Rey juggling his own balls. Woo! Bonobo BDSM, as well as, you know, Domcon style BDSM, channels violent impulses into play. Basically, it's about playing. We all have violent impulses. None of us are angels. We're all animals with violence in us. And so that's one of the amazing things that BDSM does. It's one of the amazing things that bonobos do. I say they're very disciplined. You know, it's bondage and discipline. And one of the reasons for that is because they do a lot of rough play. They do a lot of slapping and fighting and kicking and biting, but they don't kill each other. They don't kill each other. And that's amazing. And it's something that we humans can learn a lot from. Can we do it? I think so. If a bunch of baboons can go bonobos, humans can too. Let me tell you a quick story about a troop of baboons. Now, baboons are very, very violent. They're also monkeys. They have tails. And the males are in charge. And this one particular baboon troop, which was studied by Dr. Robert Sapolsky, called it Forest Troop. And they're in Kenya. And the males are in charge and very vicious. They beat the females. They rape the females. They kill other males. And they don't let any of the females or the males eat the food at this wonderful garbage dump, where they're also fighting with another troop named Garbage Dump Troop. And this is a garbage dump in Kenya outside of a hotel. And there's all kinds of hamburgers and pizza and ice cream left over from the food that's thrown into this dump. And the strong males, the trumpanzees, no, I mean the strong baboon males, fight over all this delicious garbage. And they won't let the females or the kind of nicer males or the children eat any of it. And so they're lording it over for a while. And then one day, everything changes. And how that happens is that some of the meat that was thrown into this garbage dump was tainted. And all the alpha males, all those tough guys, died of tuberculosis. They all dropped dead. And we shed a tear for them, but not for too long. Because this baboon community came together. The ones that were left were the females who weren't allowed to eat, and the sweeter, sensitive males, and the kids. And they built this community that became like bonobos. They stopped being like baboons. No more killing, not even much fighting, just a lot of grooming and a lot of sex and a lot of pleasure. And basically, this baboon troop went bonobos. And they stayed bonobos for at least 20 years. And not only that, the really exciting thing is that among baboons, it's the males that migrate. And when the males migrated in, you would think the new males would say, all right now, little ladies, where are the tough guys here? We're going to take over. But no, the ladies said, hey, that's not how we do things around here. No, you're going to be nice or you're going to leave. And they were nice. And the new baboons even got very, very nice. And that's how this baboon troop went bonobos. And as far as I know, they're still bonobos. So let's hear it for baboons that go bonobos. Thank you. Woo! And speaking of which, I just want to get my Hoka Hoka girls back up here. Why do you think that Rhiannon Bonobo was so confident to be clutching Del Rey Bonobo's balls? Why do these females feel so confident of dominating the males?
Because they stay in groups with their female relatives and form alliances with other females.
Very good. You get laid. Yes. Very, very good. It's female solidarity. And it seems like sisterhood, but they're not really sisters because the females migrate among bonobos. And when a young female goes into a new bonobo troop, she basically sucks up to the older females. Very much like here at DomCon, you know, I notice that a lot of the younger females are like, oh, yes, you're wonderful. And they really mean it. And they study and they train with older females who help them along and show them the ropes, so to speak. And among bonobos, Rhiannon Bonobo might introduce Shannon Bonobo to her son and say, hey, you want to have sex with my son? You know, you want to have sex with my nephew here? I mean, they kind of introduce to the boys and the other girls, and this is how the females stay in charge. But it's more than just helping, and the solidarity is achieved through this, through a kind of bonobo sex that the primatologists call Gigi Rumming, and that I like the term Hoka Hoka, because it's kind of like a bonobo tango, you know, except instead of slow cheek to cheek, it's fast, fast, tushy to tushy or vulva to vulva action. Yay, okay. I'm going to wind up here with a good spanking. Bonobos do like to spank. They might not, you know, the primatologists don't call it spanking. They call it slapping. But it's still, they slap asses, so I call that spanking. And they don't have as much flesh in their ass back here, but they do. You'll see them sometimes slap each other's ass. So who's going to be my first victim? Rhiannon? Yes? Okay, get over my knee. And actually, Rhiannon is one of the stars of this new magazine that we just published. And we've published many things with Amazon, but this one Jeff Bezos would not publish, and maybe it's because we show his penis. Well, actually, we show Jeff as a penis. Yes. I don't know. I don't know why he would. They won't say why he wouldn't. They wouldn't publish it, but I kind of feel like it's the dick pic. So anyway, if you get the book, The Bonobo Way, which is right there, then you'll see that there are 12 steps to releasing your inner bonobo. This is a very different kind of 12-step program. It's the anti-12-step program. But there are 12. So we're going to have 12 spanks. One. There's a little bonobo grunt. See the bonobos. You're seeing them right here, but better to see them in person. You can go to the Congo, which is kind of dangerous, or just go to the zoo. Two, be a bonobo. That's right. Release your inner bonobo. Feel the bonobo inside of you. You're already starting to do that. And sometimes you can do it through meditation, which is a combination of meditation and masturbation. Just imagining yourself as a bonobo. Yes, it's masturbation month, and bonobos masturbate. They show us that masturbation is very natural. And as George Carlin said, if God had commanded us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. Or in this case, she would have. Okay. Three. Outer course is in. Bonobos have a lot of outer course, not so much intercourse, believe it or not. And BDSM is all about a lot of outer course as well. Four, go bonobos in bed, of course, have lots of sex of one kind or another. Could be outer course, could be anything. Just touch, touch, touch. So much of our society is now not about touching. It's just about touching your phone. Touch people. Of course, with their consent. Consent is very important, right? And so, five, release. That's a good hoot. Release the opposite sex within you, the so-called opposite sex. Men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. We're all from this beautiful, wild, sexual planet Earth. We're far more alike than we're different. So release the opposite sex within you. And six, what is six? Be bonobo friendly. Bonobos love their friends, but they love strangers even more. I mean, they love having sex with strangers. And I'm not saying you should all have sex with strangers, but be open to the stranger, the immigrant, the new. And seven, make peace through pleasure. Of course, we've been talking about this whole time. And eight, be an ethical hedonist. That's what this is all about. Be into pleasure, but be consensual, be fair, be considerate. Nine, mix food and sex. Of course, don't do it like bonobos do it, or it could give you indigestion. To some degree, food in Bonoboville is money. So, you know, it just underlines how natural sex work is. And
10.
Create your own Bonoboville or support a Bonoboville. Like DomCon is a Bonoboville. Of course, we'd love it if you would support our Bonoboville. Join our Bonoboville, where we try to practice the bonobo way every day. 11, and 11 is very appropriate. Swing through life, right? Adapt, change with whatever is going on. Be flexible. And 12, save the bonobos. This is my favorite, the most important thing of all. Save those bonobos. They are highly endangered. We need to save them from extinction so that we can learn from them. I mean, you can still learn in books and from lectures, but there's nothing like really seeing them, really experiencing them and connecting with them and how close they are to us. And support Lola Ya Bonobo, the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, the Bonobo Project, which made my little band here, which says, I bonobo you. Anybody know what I bonobo you might mean? You get laid. Let me have one of those lays. Yay. Okay, I think we've gotten everybody laid that we can. Let's, come on. Oh, she's lazy. She doesn't want to come up here. All right, well, she's gets a lazy lay. There are two sides to being human, I think. There's our Trumpanzee side, but we keep him in a corner. It's part of us, but we keep him gagged with a banana in his president's hat. And we try to release the bonobo side of being human. And listen, if a bunch of baboons can go bonobos, so can we. And so can you. Thank you very much, your fabulous audience. And have a wonderful Bonobo-esque DomCon.
one on World Wide Web.